All right, let's go. All right, Chav Dalid. So it's time to time to put the seatbelts on. Let's go. Amr Chazal, Sanhedrin. Oh, the yeshivas meseches. Sadi beiz amaralf. Kol ma'achalif b'diburo kilo ve'davar zara. Rashi explains, whoever disguises his speech, so he shouldn't be recognized, as if he worshipped Avodah Zarah. A deceptive person, somebody who is deceiving. It's like you worship Avodah Zarah. K'tiv Ha'acha says in Genesis, K'tiv, in Bereshis, Vayiti Beinav Kemit Ta'ateya. Talking about Yaakov Avinu, he's worried if he was disguised himself of Esav, he would appear in his father's eyes as a deceiver. Uchsiv Hosam, and it says in Jeremiah, Hevel Hema Masei Tatuim. In regards to Avodah Zarah, it's hevel, it's vanity, it's the work of deception. So what's the Gemara saying? It uses the same word, ta'atea, when talking about being a conniving, deceiving person. And it uses the same word, ta'atea, when talking about Avodah Zarah. So it equates it to somebody who is deceiving and lying is very equal, parallel, on course with serving idols. Whoa. V'yesh la'ayin, lama nimshel sheker l'avodah zara. Sheker, falsehood, is compared to avodah zara. That's very charif, by the way, just to start, that we, a lot of us sometimes hide behind the truth. When we're not being real, sheker is compared to avodah zara. How do we know this? V'nir al pi ha'gemara, this is Gishmak. Yodin ayu Yisrael b'avodah kachavim she'ein b'mamish. At the beginning stages, Klal Yisrael knew that avodah zara didn't have anything to it. There was nothing there. It wasn't real. There was no substance, no meaning to it. So why did they do it? Below avdu avodas kachavim ela latir lahem arayos befar hesia. Oh, wow. Why did they worship idols? So it would be permissible for them to do arayos in public. That is very deep. They said, let me serve idols. So now, basically, I can do whatever I want. I could do arayos, inappropriate behaviors, sexual behaviors, befar hesia in public. Then only afterwards, once they got really into it, then it became beloved to them. Kedamrinam sham. V'srichin im yadusha akum sheker v'rak ratu latir lemarayos. Here's the question: if Klal Yisrael knew that idol worship was really falsehood, and they're only doing it to give themselves a heter to do arayos, yavol arayos, then just do the arayos. It's all good. Have fun. Live a little. V'lam lem avodah zarah. Then what do I need a avodah zarah for? If really all they wanted was to just rock and fill in the blank, have a good time, then just do it. Why do I now have to have a avodah zarah beforehand? Ela poshut. Shelo ayu yicholim lasos hara lehejia. Beli horas heter la'atzmam. Wow. They were not able to do evil, anything bad, without giving themselves a heter, in quotations. Shivada hayan natzavim batzmam im lo ayu lahem shum haras heter. It would have been very difficult. It would have been very troubling, painful for them if they didn't have a permissibility. They didn't have a heter. V'lachena yusrichim matzot latzmam et harayos l'davar mutter. They need to make sure that harayos was really permissible. They wanted to do it, so what they say? Ah, I'm going to do avodah zarah. I follow that God. Now that I follow this God, that God says it's okay to run around like an animal and just chase after my whims and every desire and be like a rooster. That's okay. And they made themselves feel good about themselves because they justified it, because I follow avodah zarah. And now X, Y, and Z is allowed. They would have just said, oh, I'm going wild. They couldn't do that. No, they would have felt guilty. That would have been wrong. That's not allowed. Nobody's sanctioning it. Nobody's allowing it. It would have been cognitive dissonance. It would have been very, very difficult to hold. So they came up with, I do avodah zarah. I'm allowed to do whatever I want. Umasha mruch zal sheyadu sheim ba mamish. And when Chazal say that they knew there was nothing to it, Hainu shebepnimios libam yadu kein. In their heart of hearts they knew that avodah zarah was sheker and it was falsehood and there's nothing to it. And many of us today know the activities we do, there's nothing to it and it's meaningless and it's sheker. Aval hayu mechasim ha'emes af me'atzvam kedei l'malos tavasam. Wow. But they hid the truth. They concealed the truth from themselves so they could fulfill their desires. So they could run wild and do whatever the heck they wanted under the sun. They denied it. They covered up the truth so they could live a life of desires. And how many of us, unfortunately, fall into this trap? We say things are permissible. We come up with excuses and justifications because we want to engage in a certain activity. Oh, it's not so bad. Oh, it's okay. Oh, doesn't that person do that? Oh, this and that. Oh, I'll wait till Israel, etc., etc. But what is it? It's really just hiding the truth. It's hiding the truth coming up with excuses and justifications so we could fulfill immediate ephemeral pleasure. So Be'ez Hashem, what the author is teaching us, is when we deny the truth, the consequences can be very grave. Shkoyach Gadol.